Hi there, this is Isabella Valentine. It is August 18th, 2006. I am still in San Diego, but I will be traveling next week to Chicago, and then I'll be renting a car and driving to Bloomington, Indiana to look for a house. It looks like I will be able to purchase my very first home, so this is a big deal to me, and I've thought of a lot of cities I've wanted to move in. I considered New York, I considered upstate New York, I considered Chicago, Seattle, Portland briefly. I even thought about places in Chicago. I thought about Berkeley. Especially Berkeley. I really want to move there, but I just can't afford it. Like, not to own a place, not a big place, because Berkeley's really expensive. I thought about Minnesota, but I don't think I can handle the cold up there. I really like Vermont and New Hampshire. I love those states, but the thing is I don't know, I think I'd be bored out there. I don't know, like, there's something about Indiana that has pulled me down into it, and I don't know what it is, because I'm a city girl. I like the city. I like skyscrapers and people, and I love being in the city. So to me, being in the suburbs is not me at all. But Bloomington, and there's something about Bloomington that I like, and I don't know what it is. I know that there's a few things that really kind of pull me in there, and one of them is Indiana University, which is, I think it's in the Big Ten. I'm not really sure, but it's like a really good college and it has excellent references. A lot of people like it. But part of Indiana University is the Kinsey Institute, and that is why I want to go to Bloomington. As a lot of you know, I am actually in school to be a sex therapist, and I do a lot of studying on psychology because psychology is my major and it's something I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to actually help couples who have lots of fetishes. Like, I want to actually specialize in fetish-related incidences in couples. Like, not just regular marriage and family therapy, but actual counseling with fetishes and how fetishes can help couples and marriages. And at the Kinsey Institute, it's pretty much the most amazing, well-researched, it's like the best institute in the world when it comes to sex research. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with Kinsey. If you studied psychology, then you know definitely who he is. He's the one that came out with that, you know, 1 to 6 scale of, you know, if you're gay or straight, you know, 6 being completely gay and like 0 or 1 or whatever being like completely straight, like where do you lie? And he had this philosophy that everyone's kind of like in between somewhere and that sexuality is fluid. He's the one that kind of came up with that concept, but now that scale has changed. It's not necessarily 0 to 6 anymore. It's more like 1 to 7 or something like that, because they have all these things with like self-identifying, what you identify with and what you're attracted to, but what you're attracted to and what you would be with, you know, like all these different types of questions. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kinsey, but you can take a free survey on the Kinsey Institute website so that you can basically fill out this free survey. It takes like 15 minutes or something, but when you fill it out, it actually helps them learn more about the U.S. population when it comes to sexuality. And when I took the test, I was like, oh, this is going to be really easy. I can just take this survey and know so much about myself. And I fill it out and I realize that, I don't know, there's so much about sexuality that I don't know. And there's so much that I want to learn and I want to go there. And I'm so interested that I'm willing to basically move and give up my life and move out there. I want to do this. I want to learn more about sex. I want to study at the best sex college in the world. It's what I want to do. So this is my calling, I think. So I am going to be traveling next week to look at real estate, and I'm looking at different houses right now that I'll have to go check out, which will be really nice. But yeah, it looks like Bloomington's going to be it. So for those of you that expected me to move to Chicago, I'm really sorry. I know most of my callers and most of my clients actually live in Chicago, so this is a little sad that I'm not moving to Chicago after all, but I'll only be 3 hours away, so that's not too bad. I really enjoy what I do with phone sex and MP3. And just where everything's going right now. And I can honestly say, I mean, I've made so much money this year just from you guys, and I would never have been able to afford a house had it not been for you guys. And the thing is I don't know, this kind of becomes emotional for me because I grew up very poor, and for me to do what I do for a living, you know, having sexual orgasms on the phone or hypnotizing people to have orgasms over the phone, these are things that very conservative people sometimes don't understand. hand, or they give an eyebrow and wonder why you do what you do or why I am the way I am. And I have made so much this year and last year a lot. Like, it's just, I can't explain it. It's just, you guys have all made this possible for me, and I would have never dreamed to own my own home, much less something as big as the one I'm thinking of getting. You guys are just incredible. I mean, I could get a freaking 6-bedroom home with 8 acres of land, like a huge house. I could get something humongous and live the lifestyle I always sort of dreamed of. I couldn't have done that years ago working at a newspaper. You know, before I was a phone sex operator, and before I was a hypnodom doing erotic hypnosis, before all that, I was an editor of a newspaper. I edited lots of newspapers. Even at a young age, when I was 19 years old, I was editing newspapers. So, I mean, this is something I've been doing for a few years. I mean, I gave all that up to kind of follow my dream of doing sex and living sex and having sex be a part of my job and my occupation. And now I have the chance to research it, and I have the chance to go to the best school in the country. I'm going to stop going to San Diego City College. I just dropped my fall semester, so I'm pretty confident I'll be moving to Bloomington. So that's just keeping you all up to date, so you kind of know what's going on in my life, for those of you interested. Otherwise, I thought it would be a little interesting to throw a little synthesizer in here. I won't be doing hypnosis, but it'd be kind of cool just to have a little candid singing fun or whatever. So just ignore me.
I'm going to Bloomington. I'm going to Bloomington. I'm going to Sex City. Sex City.
Discovered.
sexual insanity. It's okay to have insanity in the bedroom. Breathe.